He who made the worlds became a helpless babe, August 3. And the child grew, and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. We cannot understand how Christ became a little helpless babe. His face could have been bright with light, and his form could have been tall and beautiful. He could have come in such a way as to charm those who looked upon him, but this was not the way that God planned he should come among the human family. He was to be like those who belong to the human family and to the Jewish race. His features were to be like those of other human beings, and he was not to have such beauty of person as to make people point him out as different from others. He was to come as one of the human family, and to stand as a man before heaven and earth. He had come to take our place, to pledge himself in our behalf, to pay the debt that sinners owed. He was to live a pure life on the earth, and show that Satan had told a falsehood when he claimed that the human family belonged to him forever, and that God could not take the race out of his hands. People first beheld Christ as a babe, as a child. His parents were very poor, and he had nothing in this earth save that which the poor have. He passed through all the trials that the poor and lowly pass through from babyhood to childhood, from youth to manhood. The more we think about Christ becoming a babe here on earth, the more wonderful it appears. How can it be that the helpless babe in Bethlehem's manger is still the divine Son of God? Though we cannot understand it, we can believe that he who made the worlds became, for our sakes, a helpless babe. Though higher than any of the angels, though as great as the Father on the throne of heaven, he became one with us. In him God and humanity became one, and it is in this fact that we find the hope of our fallen race. From his earliest year, Christ lived a life of toil. In his youth he worked with his father at the carpenter's trade, and thus showed that there is nothing of which to be ashamed in work. Those who are idle do not follow the example that Christ has given, for from his childhood he was a pattern of obedience and industry. He was as a pleasant sunbeam in the home circle. Faithfully and cheerfully he acted his part, doing the humble duties that he was called to do in his lowly life. Christ became one with us in order that he might do us good.